KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 30th day of December for 2019. Well, there's a warning today from CAL FIRE for those planning to ignite a debris burn. With no permits currently needed, fire officials warned to be careful not to let the flames escape and spark a wildfire. Over the past few weeks, there have been a couple of escaped debris burns, but firefighters have been able to quickly extinguish them. Just because we've had rains and snows, we still need to be aware that fires can escape. So, take that into consideration when you choose to burn. Remember, don't burn when windy. Make dirt clearance around the pile. Have a hose or water bucket and shovel handy. Always stay in attendance of the burn pile. And just because you can burn doesn't mean you should. In Amador County, burn day information is available at 223-6246. In Calaveras, 754-6600.
Well, a Pioneer man arrested Friday after a standoff at his home. According to the Amador Sheriff Department, Kelly Sandifer, 61, taken into custody. Now, the incident began around 10:30 in the morning when Sandifer's neighbor called 911, said Sandifer threatened to shoot him. Now, when the caller retreated inside his home, he heard 6 to 7 gunshots. Deputies and CHP responded and made contact with Sandifer, who at the time was standing inside his residence in front of a sliding glass door, refusing to come out, saying that he never fired any shots, but then showed deputies a revolver. Deputies set up a perimeter around the home and evacuated a next-door neighbor. All other residents were asked to shelter in place. Now, after Sandifer ignored announcements made by deputies, SWAT and hostage negotiators were called to the scene. During this time, Sandifer would stand in front of the sliding glass door and yell at the deputies to go away. Well, that didn't work. While trying to talk to Sandifer, 3 beanbag rounds were fired, shattering the glass door, while a flashbang grenade was used. SWAT members then entered the home and arrested Sandifer. He was booked on several charges related to making terrorist threats, negligent discharge of a firearm, and resisting arrest. Again, terrorist threats, negligent discharge of a firearm, and resisting arrest.
Well, now that the Christmas presents have been unwrapped mostly, wondering what to do with that mound of wrapping paper? Well, don't burn it. Ion Fire Chief Ken Mackey reminds us it's illegal in California. Mackey says wrapping papers need to be disposed of just as you would household garbage. You can't burn garbage in your fireplace or in a burn barrel. The same goes with wrapping paper. Burning anything besides dried kindling or wood in a fireplace is prohibited. The danger of burning colored paper lies in the inks that are used that contain metals that can give off toxic fumes when burned. Paper also burns very quickly, and Chief Mackey warns the particles from Christmas wrapping paper are extremely dangerous because they're very fine. Those embers go up the chimney and can ignite the buildup creosote deposits, resulting in a chimney or flue fire. Now, Paul Molinelli Jr. of Aces Waste Services says wrapping paper can also be recycled as long as tags, ribbons, and bows have all been removed.
And the California Secretary of State office has released an official list of candidates to appear on the March primary. In the District 4 U.S. Congressional race, incumbent Republican Tom McClintock has 5 challengers, 3 of those fellow Republicans, 1 Democrat, the other no party preference. Now, the Democrat is businesswoman Bryn Kennedy, the Republicans, historian educator Julianne Benzel, state parole agent Jamie Byers, and business owner Jacob Thomas. The no-party preference candidate is businessman-filmmaker Robert Lawton. Now, the top 2 vote-getters, regardless of party, will move on to the November general election, while the lone candidate to qualify for the ballot in the District 5 assembly race, incumbent Republican Frank Bigelow. In the presidential primary, 20 Democrats and 7 Republicans.
Well, there'll be no safe place for impaired drivers on California roadways. The CHP is initiating a maximum enforcement period beginning at 6:01 tomorrow night, running through 11:59 Wednesday night, January 1st. According to statewide statistics for the 2018 18 New Year's maximum enforcement period. At least 25 people were killed. 270 were injured in collisions involving impaired drivers as well. In addition, 1,140 arrests were made for impaired driving during that same period. This year, the CHP reminds you impaired driving includes being under the influence of drugs like marijuana and will be enforced just the same as alcohol. Make plans to take public transit, rideshare, or designate a driver so you make it home safely.
And over the past few days, we've reported on new laws that take effect in the coming year. Today's no different. Starting this coming Wednesday, that's January 1st, new homes constructed in California require rooftop solar energy systems. There's some exemptions built into the legislation, but most low-rise single-family and multifamily buildings will be included in the new rule. Now, the size of the system depends on various factors. For example, if you have batteries to store the solar, the size can be reduced. The California building industry has raised concerns about the new law, noting it will add between $8,000 and $13,500 to the cost of a new home, which will be passed to the homebuyer. Meanwhile, California Energy Commission says the average price increase will be $9,500, and they counter that homeowners will save around $19,000 in energy cost over 30 years. In order to comply, builders will have the option of purchasing or leasing the rooftop solar.
And the Calaveras County Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for Community Recognition Awards. Award categories include Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, and Entrepreneur of the Year. Now, each year, the Chamber awards outstanding members of the community based on the recipient's contributions to building the economic vitality, prosperity, and quality of life in Calaveras County. The deadline for nominations is tomorrow, December 31st. Visit the Chamber website at calaveras.org.
And East Bay Mud, now taking reservations for their annual Eagle Tours. For years, the utility has conducted these public boat excursions on Pardee and Comanche in search of bald eagles and other wildlife. The efforts will increase public awareness of wildlife and other watershed resources, as well as the McCallamy Volunteer Program. Tours are set to begin the 11th and 25th of January with morning and afternoon times. Seats are limited. They do go fast. Make a reservation as soon as possible. Call 772-8204.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday, the 30th day of December. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.